The Man in the Iron Mask.
Suggested from the story by Alexandre Dumas, adapted for radio by Eric Scott, and a George Edwards production. When King Louis XIV of France discovers the truth about Edmond Marchiali, the fact that he is his twin brother, and that this was kept secret when the twins were born, he and Cardinal Mazarin decided that the young man must be put to death. Otherwise, it would mean that there would be a rival for the throne of France. But when Anne of Austria, mother of these twins, is told, she refuses to allow this crime. She confesses that although she has never seen this other boy, that she bears him the same love that she has for her own son on the throne. It is then that the resourceful Cardinal Mazarin suggests that perhaps a mask might be made, which would cover his entire features. A mask fashioned from iron, which would enshroud his head.
My lord, Cardinal, you are a wizard, a magician. This is a most wonderful suggestion.
An iron mask?
Yes, mother. It would mean then that nobody would ever be able to see his features. Nobody would know that he was my twin, my image. And he could still live.
Without any danger, your majesty. We could lock him away somewhere, and his warders, his captors, the soldiers would never guess.
An iron mask covering his face. Oh, it seems so cruel. He would suffer.
Not necessarily. I will talk with an able blacksmith that I know of. He will make the mask, I am sure.
It is horrible, my lord Cardinal. The thought of it. To be condemned to wear a mask for the rest of his life. My own son.
It is either that or death.
No.
Then, if you allow him to go free, the results would be disastrous for France.
Of course. Mother, don't you see? France would split in two. One half would rally round Edmund. The other would stay by me.
There would be civil war, and perhaps France would wreck itself. You have your duty to your country. Remember, you were once queen of France.
Oh, Louis, what it is to make a decision such as this. There have been so many times in my life when I wished that I was not a queen. When first I married your father, we were never happy, you know that. We lived separate lives. A marriage to benefit Austria and France. And now this...
Your Majesty, your people, you made one sacrifice. You can do it again, and the boy's life will be spared.
Perhaps you're right, my Lord Cardinal. There are the lives of millions to be considered here in France. And yet in my heart there is an aching feeling for a son I have never seen. And I can't bear the thought of this mask. To be forever locked in it.
But he needn't always wear it, Your Majesty. Perhaps later we might make arrangements to have him taken to some island far away. With his guardian as governor of the island. His captor, so to speak. Then, at certain times, he could be free of this mask. But only at certain times when there were no soldiers about, no warders.
And what is to be done with him in the meantime?
Oh, we must keep him here until we find such an island, of course. Now come, Mother. Make a decision. This is something I wouldn't force on you. You must make the decision yourself.
Very well, Louis. It seems to be the only way. But there is one condition.
What is the condition?
He is my son. I have never seen him, yet I have wandered all these years. I would like to have an hour with him.
You wouldn't tell him the truth?
No, he will never know the truth. But I feel that just a little of my longing would be satisfied if I sat with him for an hour, talking with him, listening to his voice, looking into his eyes and saying in my heart, "This is my son, my other son. The boy whom I have never known."
Why? My Lord Cardinal.
Good evening.
I have wasted no time. I have come straight to you to prepare you for certain news. First, I must congratulate you. You are the most fortunate young man in France.
I? Fortunate?
Yes, indeed. Today it was planned that you were to be put to death.
Put to death? But for what? What have I done, Lord Cardinal?
It's not what you have done. It is what you are. The image of the King of France. And you should know, as everyone knows, that the King of France is supreme. No one is allowed to be like the King of France. Fortunately, there is an alternative. That alternative has been decided upon. From now until the day you die, you will be asked to wear a mask.
A mask, my Lord Cardinal? What kind of mask?
A mask made of iron. A mask which locks behind your head.
Oh, no. Please, no, my lord. I don't deserve this.
It's not for you to say, young man, what is deserved and what is not. It is enough to say that this is an order from the King of France. An order which you must not question.
But I do question it. I've done no wrong. I've always been a loyal citizen.
I question the commands of the King of France? How dare you? Let me add this. When this mask is made, when it is put on your head, if ever you so much as breathe a word as to the reason for this procedure, you will be instantly put to death.
The next morning, Anne of Austria prepared herself for this all-important day, for it was a critical day for her. She was to come face to face with her own son, somebody whom she had yearned after for so many years. Perhaps this yearning had increased because of the lack of love shown her by her other son, the king. Anne, at this stage of her life, was a tired woman in middle age, a woman who looked 20 years older than her years, a woman who had suffered greatly in her lifetime. For Louis XIII, when she married him, shared the same distaste for their marriage which had been her feelings too. Now, on this morning, she arrived at the guardhouses at the back of the palace where Edmund was kept under heavy guard and was there met by Edmund's guardian, Georges Saint-Mars.
Your Majesty, this is a great honor.
An honor? Surely not an honor to visit my own son.
Be careful, Your Majesty. The guard.
Don't worry. The door is closed.
The King and my Lord Cardinal have issued very special instructions. Only I am allowed to look after Edmund, who is in the other room. Food must be passed from the guard to me, and I take it to him.
You knew I was coming?
Yes. My Lord Cardinal told me what happened yesterday. I am very grateful to you, Your Majesty. To me, he is like a son, too.
You and I have never spoken of this secret matter since the day he was born, Saint-Mars. But believe me, I am truly grateful for the care that you have shown. Tell me, has he grown into a fine young man? Is his character a good one?
One of the finest boys that one could ever meet. I say this, Your Majesty, even though I am his guardian. There is not a blemish in his character, except perhaps, well...
There is one?
One cannot help human nature. There was a very pretty young girl, the daughter of a peasant near our estates. He fell in love with her. He wanted to marry her against my will.
The daughter of a peasant? When he has a claim to the throne of France? If Edmund only knew. May I see them now?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Edmund, Her Majesty the Queen Mother has arrived.
Thank you, Saint-Mars. I would like to be alone with Monsieur Machiavelli, if you don't mind.
Certainly, Your Majesty.
Well?
Well?
Have you nothing to say?
Nothing.
You know who I am?
Yes, my guardian told me. You are the Queen Mother. I cannot understand why you've come to see me.
I heard that you were going into retirement for some time. I came here today to wish you happiness.
Wish me happiness? Of what? Happiness in a mask locked away from the world? Happiness with my face in prison so that it will wither up and shrivel away? I don't know what you have to do with this, Your Majesty. But your wishes make me suspicious. You have come here to gloat.
But don't say that. Why should I, a complete stranger to you, act in that way? I heard you were a little unhappy. I felt you might like the comfort of some woman. That is why I came.
You came to comfort me?
Yes. Let me look at you. Ah, oh, you're young, aren't you? On the threshold of life. So like my own son. And yet so unlike him.
Unlike His Majesty? But that's why they're doing this. Because nobody can tell us apart.
I think I can. You see, I am your...
Yes?
I am a woman. Please, monsieur, do not talk to me as though I were an enemy. I feel sorry.
You feel sorry? How can you stand there and say that? You see, I know the truth.
The truth?
Yes, my guardian told me. It was you and the king and the Lord Cardinal who made this cruel decision. And yet you pretend that you come here to comfort me. It was curiosity, wasn't it? Curiosity because you, the king's mother, heard that there was somebody in existence so much like a son.
Oh, please don't, Edmund.
Well, look, your fill. And as you look into my eyes, see the hate there.
Oh, no. No, not for you.
Hate for you and for the cardinal and for the king. I only hope that my words will force you to have me shot dead. That would be far better than an iron mask.